I looked at all of your simulations, every one of them. So did the district court. And in every one of them, white representation stayed the same or went up. And some minority groups increased, but others did not. Blacks decreased in every one of your simulations. The district court also looked at your simulations and found that each and every one of them had fatal statistical flaws, not the least of which that you relied on unrealistic assumptions about the applicant pool. In one of them, the modified Hoxie simulation, which you seem to be relying on here, assumes UNC could admit the state's 750 highest scoring, most socioeconomically disadvantaged public high school students. That all of them would apply, that all of them would accept, is as unrealistic as you can get. So there isn't one stimulation that you put forth that achieved the numbers that are being achieved today. They're imperfect. We have no racial quotas. We don't have proportionate representation. But show me a simulation in any of your two cases that reached the numbers for every ethnic group.